Chapter 2. The Battle with Grendel. Hrothgar loved the youth for his brave words and invited Beowulf and his men to dine with him. As they enjoyed their meal, a minstrel sang with a clear voice. The queen, wearing clothes of gold, moved down the hall. She gave a jeweled cup of mead to the king and all the warriors, old and young. At the last, with kind words, she brought it to Beowulf. Full of pride and good intention, the youth drank from the beautiful cup and promised that he would beat the enemy or die. When the sun sank in the west, all the guests arose. The king told Beowulf to guard the house and watch for the enemy. "Have courage," he said. "Be on guard. Think only of winning. Every wish of yours shall be granted if you perform this heroic action." Beowulf lay down to rest in the hall. He took off his armor, helmet, and sword. That same night, Grendel came quietly into the king's palace. Once again, he came to kill the brave knights of King Hrothgar. All of the knights and warriors were sleeping in the dark, but one was not. The door opened suddenly at the first touch of the monster's hand. Grendel walked quickly over the stone floor of the hall. His eyes brightened as he saw a group of men lying together asleep. He laughed as he imagined taking the life of each one before the night ended. The monster grabbed a sleeping warrior and immediately broke all his bones. Then he stretched out his hand to grab Beowulf. Beowulf was the one warrior that was not asleep. Quickly, Beowulf took hold of Grendel's arm. He stood up full length and took hold of the monster with all his might. The young warrior's fingers cracked as though they would break, but he held on tightly and did not let go. Never had Grendel felt such a strong hold. He had a mind to run away but could not. Grendel cried out and the hall echoed with his shouts. Jumping up and down, the monster screamed angrily. Beowulf continued to hold him with all his might. The benches were thrown over. The walls of the hall cracked. The beautiful hall was all but destroyed. Only the roof was untouched. Beowulf's men had taken hold of their weapons and struck Grendel on every side, but no weapon could touch him. Still, Beowulf held him by the arm. Then the monster's shoulder cracked and his arm broke off. Finally, Grendel ran away, wounded very badly. He ran as quickly as he could, over the moors and into the dark. And he left his hand, arm, and shoulder behind in Beowulf's hold. In the morning, many warriors came from far and near to help search for Grendel. Riding in groups, they tracked the path where the wounded monster had escaped. In a dark and dirty pool, Grendel had finally died. They raced their horses back over the green hills until they reached the stone-covered street. The bright yellow roof of the palace shone in the sunlight. The king stood outside and gave thanks to God. "I have had much trouble," he said, "but this young man has done what we could not. Now I will love you dearly, Beowulf, as if you were my own son. You shall have everything you want, and your glory shall live forever." The palace was cleaned. The walls were again hung with sheets of gold. The whole place was arranged and made beautiful once again.